Federal District Judge Barbara Crabb overturned Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage in early June, and for about a week, hundreds of gay couples wed at county courthouses throughout Wisconsin. Crabb reluctantly stayed her own ruling, pending the appeal of Wisconsin's lawsuit. Later this morning, attorneys for the Wisconsin ACLU will tell a three-judge federal appeals panel that the stay should be lifted since the ban serves no useful purpose and burdens the U.S. constitutional rights of same-sex couples. Plaintiffs in the Wisconsin ACLU case arrived in Chicago last night for a rally outside the federal courthouse. Marie Carlson of Milwaukee told the crowd that she asked her same-sex partner to marry her 8 years ago.
Neither one of us believed that it would be legal for us to marry, but yet our dream of being able to legally wed is on the docket of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. How cool is that?
Plaintiff Bill Hurtubise of Racine and his same-sex partner took the stage with their three young children.
Our families accept us. Our friends accept us. Our employers accept us. Our neighbors accept us. Our church accepts us. We hope the government will now accept us. We ask for the right to marry.
Wisconsin voters added the gay marriage ban to the state's constitution in 2006. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has said it's his constitutional obligation to defend it. There's no telling exactly when the appeals court will rule in these cases, and whatever it decides may well be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Reporting from Chicago, Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.